Hey everybody, welcome to Trouble in the Park. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And this is our new Power Rangers podcast that you demanded. You cyberbullied us into doing a Power Rangers podcast. We finished up Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Mm-hmm. Took a break. Just a nice, like, relaxing, chill, small little thing with vampires.
Quick in and out, 13 episodes. Kick it in the front seat is no longer here, though. We finished all 13 episodes. We picked a seat. We knew which seat we should take.
Yeah, we took it, and now we're gone.
And now we're gone.
We're peeling out of there.
So now we're going to be doing Power Rangers, which is, I don't know if you know this about Power Rangers, a lot. There's a lot of them. There's like 900 Power Rangers.
Whoa, boy.
We're going to be doing twice a week now because we'll be doing this till we die if we don't. So
maybe even still.
Yeah.
Because it's ongoing.
Oh, God.
So
how would we... There's no way we could figure out.
Well, I hope you guys are happy.
Yeah.
We didn't want to do this. We had no intentions of doing this.
No, I haven't watched Power Rangers since like 2012. We didn't have Trouble in the Park. That's all I remember. It's always Trouble in the Park. Anyway, today we're going to be watching episode 1 of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, Day of the Dumpster.
Original air date, August 28th, 1993. It is written by Tony Oliver and Shooky Levy? There's only one V, and I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
Directed by Adrian Carrer.
One more time?
There's two R's. Carrer.
Carrer?
Carrer.
It ends with two R's.
C-A-R-R. Carrer.
Carrer. I'm going to go with Carrer.
Carrer.
Yeah. Oh, it's like a pirate saying
Carrer.
Carrer. What we're going to do is we're going to pause recording, we're going to go watch that episode of Power Rangers, and we're going to come back and we're going to talk about it. It's on Netflix, there's a bunch of DVDs, if you guys want to watch along with us. Alright, so before we pause the recording and go watch the episode and then like come back and talk about it, we're just going to get a little teaser, a little amuse-bouche.
You know, wet your palate.
Yeah.
I don't want to make the mistake of making wet mouth noises again,
but
just like that, I'm going to do that.
Yeah, okay, so we're going to get our mouths all wet. Here's what the DVD says for Day of the Dumpster. The DVD insert booklet, disc 1, episode 1. Season 1, volume 1, disc 1, episode 1.
That's a lot of ones.
Day of the Dumpster. Rita Repulsa escaped after 10,000 years of imprisonment, determined to conquer Earth, but a team of teenagers with attitude stands in her way.
Well, that sounds pretty rad.
Now that our mouths are damp, now that we got our wessels moistened. Wessels?
Wessels.
I don't know what I tried to say.
Let's go run these wessels dry.
All right.
It's morphin' time.
Uh-oh.
And we're back, and we just watched Day of the Dumpster. We survived. We're here. We're still
alive.
We did.
We made it
through.
Days were dumpstered on.
There were some dumps.
They definitely dumpsed some days.
We can confirm there is a Rita Repulsa, and there are teenagers.
Attitude forthcoming, hopefully. We'll see as the days go on. Not a lot of attitude in this one. Well, you know what? Actually,
attitude is a pretty broad term.
It's a broad term, but there's a little bit of attitude when they get... We'll talk about it.
Don't spoil the episode.
Troubleinthepark.tumblr.com is our website. So is jakeandjosh.com. There's the archives of Alive at 5 and Kick It in the Front Seat are. And where the archives of this will be, we are on Twitter at HeyJakeandJosh. You can email us at HeyJakeandJosh@gmail.com. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Google Plus, Podknife, Podbean, Podbay, Poddog, Pod Dad.
That's my Pod Dad. He drops a lot of podcasts.
Sprinkles some podcasts on you. PodDaddy.com. I'm going to buy that when we're done recording. What else are we on? You can leave us a rating review in any of those places. Now, unless something terrible has happened, this should be the same feed as Alive at 5. So...
Yeah, this is kind of turning into a conglomerate of everything.
Yeah, so hopefully we didn't have to start a new feed and no one's listening to this. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. For as little as $1 a month, you get some cool stuff in return, including the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles The Next Mutation episodes that are Patreon exclusive. You can go there for those. The show's terrible. I'm not going to promise you that it's a good show. Our show's fine, I think. The show we're watching is...
Yeah, the podcast is good. The television show is not.
Yeah. We need to find a new way to delineate which show means which show. Or I'm just going to say podcast from now on. I guess that's probably the easiest. So normally what we do to start the show off is we will talk about some emails or tweets or read our new patrons. And we do have a couple we're going to talk about. We're going to do that on Mondays on the new show because, like I said, we're doing twice a week or else we'll be here till infinity if we do it once a week. So we're going to start that next week because it's a new show. We're going to start fresh. So you want to just jump right in?
I guess.
So we start off with the theme song. It's the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers theme song. It rules.
Yeah, everybody knows it.
Everyone knows it. It's great. Here's the thing I noticed this time. They say it's very different from what happens in the actual episode. She's like, finally I'm free. Time to conquer Earth. That's not her plan at all, necessarily.
No.
Zordon's like, get me Teenagers with Attitude. He doesn't say that.
Nope.
It's very different. Theme song ends, and we start on Mars.
We get like a establishing shot over the horizon of Earth of what everyone has always called the moon. But if you look at it for 1 second,
the moon is in the shot.
It's clearly not the moon. And the moon is hanging out. He's there.
Yeah. So it's not Mars because that would be ludicrously close.
It doesn't look like Mars because it's like, I don't want to say cratered, but I don't, there's like a line pattern on it.
Yeah, it's a desert. It's like they shot it in like the quarry in Japan. So I googled it in ZU Ranger, not 100% sure how to pronounce it. It is Nemesis. It's the planet Nemesis, and every 10,000 years, actually in ZU Ranger, it is like 125 million years. Every 125 million years, it like loops back around to be right up in Earth's business.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Yeah, so Bandora, who is the Rita counterpart, has been in that dumpster for like 125 million years, not just 10,000. 10,000 would seem like a breeze to her.
Be nothing.
They were from dinosaur times. So like that's how long she's been in there.
Even that's only like 65 million.
This is extra dinosaur times. literally double dinosaur times.
Was that made, the Japanese show, was that made before we knew anything about dinosaurs at all?
Oh, absolutely. if you look at any of the screenshots that I saw when I was doing some Googles, there's like a cave hangout with just dinosaurs in it that are just regular Jurassic Park kind of dinosaurs. But that's super not how dinosaurs is, so...
No. Even like the T-Rex that we'll see in this episode is just anatomically very wrong.
Yeah.
We found out.
Yeah, apparently. So we're on, I think it's Mars. Maybe it's a comet. I don't know what it's supposed to be in this show, but...
They never say. It never comes back up. It's just here right now. It'll be gone in a minute.
So there are some astronauts, and they come up, and there's like a dumpster, and they're like, hey, look, a dumpster. On this in space.
This looks exactly like a space dumpster.
You're right, astronaut number two. It does look like a space dumpster. And so they touch the glowing red gem on top, which is like gotta be a no-no, right? Like you would think that they send you to space, they're like, all right, we don't think there's aliens, but if you see anything weird, don't touch it, right? Like that's gotta be standard space protocol.
If they didn't say that though, and you just went up there and they're like, ooh, pretty, and then you touch it,
oh baby. They're just idiot astronauts. You know, all astronauts are idiots, right?
They can identify a space dumpster, yeah. But they'll be damned if they know what anything on it does.
But they're still going to touch it. So it explodes out. Four things come out. It's four monsters. They're all hideous. One is like a lumpy blueberry.
Kind of. He's got like, I don't know. He's like Blueberry Kong.
Yes, absolutely. And there's a bat monkey vampire
with I think a monocle.
He's got a monocle and like a half moon face. Not sure what's up with that. There's an onion leprechaun, straight up an onion leprechaun.
Yeah,
that's Finster. Then there is Big Gold Monkey, Bear Wolf. What is a Goldar? What do you think Goldar is?
Oh, he's a big gold monkey.
Is he a monkey? Because his face looks like a monkey wolf hybrid.
He kind of has like an Anubis head.
A little bit.
And I don't know. I can't remember. Is Anubis like a wolf man?
It's a jackal.
A jackal. Maybe he's a jackal monster.
Maybe he's a jackal. It's impossible to tell. No way to know. We both watched this. Like we did like our little marathons when we first got the DVDs back in like 2012.
Yeah.
Before we moved. So I saw this a while ago, but I have not watched it since then. I don't think Goldar's voice is what we hear in this episode.
No.
Not even a little bit.
It's very wrong.
So Rita comes out. She's just like, finally. And Babu's like, she doesn't say that after 10,000 years I'm free thing either. Like,
no, she's like, ah, good stretch.
Good, I'm out now. And Babu's like, which is the monkey. Is that Babu or is that Squat? Squat's the fat one.
Yeah.
That makes
Babu
sense.
Babu is the bat monkey.
Yeah. So
Squat is Blueberry Kong.
Yes. Okay. So Babu like helps her out and is like, walk with me, talk with me. And I've been thinking about that since 2012.
He's so sing-songy about it.
He's so weird.
And like, look, if I just escaped a dumpster after 10,000 years,
I'd be elated.
I would be singing too. He's so just happy to walk again.
Yeah, right. He got some walking around money. It's gonna be a nice time. So she
make a Gator joke
a little bit. So she like stumbles, and I feel like she's just been sitting down crisscross applesauce for 10,000 years, so her legs are stiff, and that's what it is. But the show is like, oh, she stepped in a puddle, you know, in space
on this desert comet.
Yep. She's like, oh, you made me step in a puddle. So then she blows up the dumpster so it can never be used against her ever again. Then she's like, hey, don't run away, astronauts, and like gets them. I don't remember what she does.
I don't think she gets them. They're like running away and she's like, hey, don't leave. You'll miss my coming out party.
That's where I destroy the nearest planet. Not conquer.
Not conquer. Just wipe it off.
No, there's literally nothing. We went to a wrestling show last night, just so everyone knows. There's literally nothing taking her to Earth other than proximity. Like, she doesn't say, like, ah, I will get Zordon, or like, ah, Earth wronged me and put me in a dumpster. Made me dump. It turned me into a dump and put me in a dumpster.
It made me a space dump.
She's just like, ah, there's a planet. Get it. So, good motivation, Rita. Then we cut down to Earth. We cut down to the juice bar, and there's like a little jingle. It's like, Angel Grove Radio. And then some, like, dude is like, hey, this is a shout out to the juice bar. Keep slinging them fruit juices, Ernie.
This is crazy because it does nothing except establish where we are, because he's speaking over like the teens doing teen stuff at the juice bar. So it's just saying this is the juice bar. However, that was just established in the shot that was of the juice bar sign outside.
Yep.
So I don't know why
both
Rod Roddy is giving us this newscast on the radio about Ernie's sweet fruit shakes.
Well, I'll tell you why, Josh. This is a show for babies.
Well, that might be it.
This is so babies know what's going on. We get introduced to our five main characters. There's, in order, Kimberly, Jason Zach, Trini, and Billy will come in a minute. Kimberly is on the
balance beam.
Balance beam. I was like, horse?
Nope.
Not a horse. Not. Are you sure it's not called a horse?
No, I'm pretty
vault
sure.
Vault horse.
That is a different thing.
Horse vault.
That's what you do a handspring off of and do a bunch of twirly flips.
Okay.
This is a balance
beam. She's not a balance beam. She's doing some like kind of just like ballet moves almost. Like
yeah, she's doing some balance exercises.
She's balancing on her beam. That isn't a horse, apparently. Zach and Jason are sparring. I almost said Jack and Zason. That's wrong. they're sparring. They're very good at it.
Yeah.
This is a real cool little fight they have. At one point, it almost turns into a pro wrestling match because there's no ropes, so like no one hits the ropes and then like does that like lay down so they have to jump over you thing. But like Jason definitely hit the ground and rolled under Zach jumping over him. So like,
yeah,
it's basically a pro wrestling match. Then at some point, we got over to Trini, who's doing
poses.
Poses? I don't
karate,
want to say...
Maybe not karate poses. Some kind of martial arts poses.
It's a kata of some sort. It feels like they want it to be Tai Chi, but isn't.
I don't know.
Because it's
I am not qualified to tell you what type of poses she's doing.
Because like Tai Chi is like slower movement and like focus on breathing and like that's kind of what she's doing, but hers are like aggressively slow movements.
She's doing that. She's alone. She's not sparring with anybody.
Yeah.
But all of her movements end with impact.
Yeah. So everyone just keep your eye on Trini. I feel like she's going to be the murder weapon of this because later on it's down to her and Jason fighting left and she is whipping some putties until she gets like really a real deep hip toss thrown into. Sorry, we're tossing around a lot of wrestling lingo. Again, we went to a wrestling show last night. It's just fresh.
Yep.
So Zach kicks Jason and Jason grabs his foot and flips him and he lands the flip and he's like, oh, that was rad. Then Kim does like a flip off of the balance beam and lands and Trini comes up and like puts her hand on Kim's lower back.
I need to point out, because this all happens in 40 seconds.
It's very fast.
And immediately everyone is named. We know exactly who we're looking at. Because Zach gets flipped and Jason's like, nice recovery, Zach. He's like, hey, thanks, Jason.
Thanks, Jason.
And then they like rat out.
Yeah.
And then Kimberly sticks to landing. Trini's like, that was great, Kim. And she's like, thanks, Trini. And then this freaking nerd walks in.
This wicked nerd comes in. Before we get to the wicked nerd, I just want to point out that Kim and Trini should date because
it's a little flirty.
It's a little flirty. She's got like her hand on her on. Trini's got her hand on Kim's lower back, and she's like, oh, that was great. And she's like, oh, thanks, Trini. Like, they're cute. These two are cute.
It's cute. We're rooting for that. We'll be keeping our eye out. Trimberly.
Trimberly watch? Keep a watch out for Trimberly. Then a wicked nerd comes in, and he's dressed in a full karate gi. He's a white belt, so he's obviously a loser. And then he's got a blue headband on. I wonder if that'll be important. Underneath this, he is wearing overalls and a big shirt.
Oh.
So apparently, I looked up a little bit of trivia after we watched it. Apparently, underneath all of this, David Yost is like ripped, who plays Billy, is like ripped. So they just gave him big, big clothes and overalls to hide that so he could be a nerd.
To nerd him up.
Yeah. And they gave him glasses. Nerd.
What a geek.
Yeah. In any other show, he'd be like, hey, guys. And Jason and Zach would be like, get in that locker.
Yeah.
Right now.
But in this show, there's no, I don't know if hesitation is what I'm looking for. But when he's like, oh, hey, guys, Zach's like, yo, man, what's up? Like,
yeah. He's like, oh, what took you so long? Like, hey, you're here.
I kind of love how cool the Power Rangers are.
They're good kids. They're good kids, Brent. So then in come Bulk and Skull.
The true heroes of the story, I think.
Well, I mean, to be determined, they're pretty gross in this episode. So they're like, hey, Kim, Trini, what about that double date? This is Bulk talking, because Skull's dialogue is mostly repeating what Bulk said and laughing.
Yeah, and like just chewing the heck out of that gum.
Oh, he is getting deep in that gum. He's getting all the flavor out of that fruit stripe. And so Bulk's like, what about that double date we talked about? And Trini says, nope, sorry, guys. Super polite.
Yeah.
Super, like not like, no, ew, gross, you're a different species. Get out of here, loser. She's just like, nope, we're not interested.
It's not going to happen, sorry.
And then Bulk's like, oh, we're not good enough? And she's like, I'm sorry, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah,
we just don't want
just
to.
Like, please just leave.
She's like, just go. And then, yeah, she's like, just leave. And then Bulk's like, why don't you make me? And so Zach steps behind them behind Kim and Trini. As Skull's like, yeah, why don't you make me? And then he sees Zach, he's like, him, make him do it.
Can I ask a question? Because it's never confirmed nor denied in this episode, and I don't know what will happen going forward. Are these five, we know Jason and Zach are friends.
Yeah.
Because they're very, like, friendly. Kimberly and Trini, pretty buddy-buddy.
Right. They're just gals palling around.
Are the five of them friends prior to this? Or is Zach just being like, I'm going to go help them so those gross dudes don't like
I think
do
they're
anything
friends.
Nasty?
I think they're friends. I feel like he would have done that anyway.
I think so, too.
But I think they're friends because after the karate scene later, they're all hanging out together.
That's true.
So, and I doubt that, like, this is when their friendship started because they're all talking like they're already friends. So I think it's just like taken as writ that they are friends already. So The thing I like about this is Zach's like, hey, man, you heard what she said. Leave her alone. And they're like, oh. And then Kim's like, hey, we got this. And Zach's like, okay, cool. You got this.
Yeah.
There's like, there's no like, I need to protect you because you're a girl.
We got this. No, you don't. Let me, the man,
get
this.
I have this, actually. I have this. He's just like, no, yeah, all right. And he doesn't even say anything. He's like, all right, and walks away.
Yeah, because he knows they have this.
Yeah, which is great. And then they charge at them.
Bulk is like, let's show them some sweet karate moves, and then holds his hands up like two weird claws, and is like, nah! And they just charge at them.
I think the karate move they were going to go to is grab them, you know, like in karate.
I don't think that's karate. That might be judo you're thinking
I think
of.
Maybe. Either way, they get flipped onto their keisters and onto some gym mats and just embarrassed to death, I guess. So that's pretty good. Then the girls are like, we told you to leave us alone. I forget what they say. It's like, sorry, boys. But
yeah,
it's still like, they're not being mean. They're not being counter mean, which is like really good, I think. Oh, no. Kim says maybe you should join Jason's karate class.
Oh, she does.
Yeah.
And then they do.
They set it up. This is a good episode, you guys.
Wow.
Hey, guys, I think Power Rangers is actually good, though.
This is a good show, maybe.
So then we got up to Rita, who, I don't remember the extent of this. Goldar's there. Rita's there. She's like, I'm going to get him. I don't know why she's Waluigi. She's like, ah, I'm going to get the Power Rangers.
Rita Repulsa has such a distinct way of speaking, and it is because they have to lip match.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, I think without that, she would lose a lot of charm.
Yeah, I don't know what other voices she could have done.
Yeah, I don't know.
Also match it like this, but like...
Yeah, it's not even just the voice, but just like the little things. Like, at one point, she'd be like, ah, you think you've got me, do you? And just like, the little like, do you at the end just really pulls the Rita character around.
Yeah, it's like adding extra words to me a little flowery because like the lips are still moving and you want it to match better than like what people are like, oh, old Chinese action movies, ha ha ha. Like that joke, they're like, no, we're going to make it actually match though, and they do very well.
That's insane because they made this show with $12.
They were like, all right, what do we have? We got one set and some teens that we're not going to pay. Let's do it. So then we cut back to the juice bar, and Billy is having some trouble with the moves. Jason's saying like, block, punch, all
right-handed punch, left-handed punch.
Yeah, Billy can't figure it out, so there's that about him. And then Jason's like, all right, he says something. He says a karate word. I don't know how else to describe it.
I think it means take five because he like shoos one kid out of the way because he has to go like tutor Billy.
Yeah, he says he's like, I don't know what he says. He says some karate word. And then everyone's like, hoop, and then walks away for a couple minutes. He's like, all right, try this. And he's like, just watch what I do and do what I do. And then he's doing like the movements very slow. And Billy still can't get it. He's like, I'm an idiot. I'll never get karate. And Jason's like, hey, man, I was a beginner once too, which is kind of something I needed to hear. It's been a while since I've seen this. And
that's the perfect lesson for children. Like, it's like everybody starts.
Oh, I'm talking like today.
Even now.
Like, it's not a bad thing to hear right now. Like, even karate master ass Jason sucked once.
Yeah, he had to start.
He had to learn, yeah.
He didn't just come this way.
So thanks, Jason. And Billy's like, oh, all right. And then Jason says another karate word, which is, I guess, break over. Because everyone comes back in. Like,
time in.
Yeah, time in. He's like, all right, class, what does karate teach us? And Billy raises his hand because he's a teacher's pet. And so he's like, oh, I know. And he
says, I don't
know
if it's as much a teacher's pet as like, oh, I know this.
I know this one. This is something I can do.
Yeah.
I wrote it down. I think I might have missed a word, but he's like, what does karate teach us? And he says, courage, kindness, fitness, integrity, and discipline. And I think there was one other word in there, but I don't remember what it was. Which is like a lot of things. I know it's like that is what karate teaches you, but like I feel like there's a more succinct way to say it. I don't know. So then Bulk and Skull come up, and they're in geese, but...
asterisk.
But big asterisk. Bulk has a leather vest on.
Bulk has a jean.
He's got a jean vest
on. Is it a jean vest or a
I think it's a denim vest. And then Skull has a bowler hat, a red handkerchief and a leather jacket on over his karate gi.
Yeah, I do also want to point out, because we point out that Billy is a white belt.
Yeah.
Jason is a black belt with a red stripe.
Yes. Is that first degree black belt?
I don't know how the degrees fall.
I thought you gave him little stripies the more degrees you got, but I don't know.
Maybe.
He's a black belt, but also a future red Power Ranger.
And right, so you gotta get that red line in there.
Yeah. He is wearing, like, a red shirt. Like, he's in red. I don't know what he's... I don't know what they're, you know.
He's got that sick red headband on.
Yep. Hoo boy. So then Bucket's sort of like, hey, we want to learn how to beat people up. And Jason's like, that's not karate.
You've come to the wrong class.
I can't help you. And he's like, oh, you're lame. You're so lame.
We want to learn how to beat people up, especially those two girls.
A great start, Bulk of Skull. And Jason's like, all right, fine. You know, maybe if you want to learn some stuff, we can move you right to the advanced class. Just copy my moves. Do a sidekick. And then Jason does, like, a perfect sidekick. And then Bulk is like, anything you can do, I can do better. And then does a pretty good sidekick.
I think Bulk does a perfect sidekick.
It's basically perfect, and that's amazing. And then he's like, all right, cool. Didn't expect that. Next up, do a tornado kick. And so he does a tornado kick. And then Bulk's like, no problem. And he spins around and falls on his butt.
He falls on his face.
Oh, does he?
He straight up, like, bounces his head off the floor. It's kind of painful to watch.
After the sidekick, Skull is like...
Yeah.
And then he lands on his face.
He's chewing his gum in time with his claps.
Yes.
He's really working that
Jason
gum.
Narvi is doing a lot of work, and I appreciate it. When Bulk lands on his face, Skull doesn't stop the clap, but he's like...
Yeah, he does it again. He gets this look on his face as if, like, that was a really good job.
That you did it.
Because that's his friend.
That's his buddy. Then we cut to later, and they're all sitting around a table. They're talking about, Billy's like, oh, I just don't think I'm very good. And they're like, you did great for your first day at karate. Like, you know, we were all impressed by, you know, by you.
And then Billy doesn't even be like, oh, shut up. You're just trying to make me feel better. He's like, wait, really?
Yeah, so, like, thanks, guys.
He believes them.
Yeah. It's just,
what a wholesome show.
What a good show about good kids being friends. I can get used to this. Then Ernie comes up. Ernie owns the juice bar.
He makes those good fruit smoothies.
He's good. He's slinging them fruit juices, fruit smoothies. And he's got a tray of four shakes and a spinach juice. I think it was spinach juice. He said, who ordered the gross one?
Yeah.
And no one says it was me. It was probably Jason, right?
Oh, I'm sure it was.
It was probably Jason.
Yeah. You see those biceps? It was Jason.
You don't get that without drinking some spinach juice.
Popeye taught me anything.
If I learned anything from old cartoons, it's that. And so then an earthquake starts, and he's like, oh, no, an earthquake. Everyone stay calm. Ernie says this, turns around, pie faces Bulk with all the shakes, and he's like, oops, sorry, Bulk, I was trying to be calm, and then runs away.
You know, like a calm person.
Like a calm person. Then we cut to the command center with people we will learn their names of. No, I think he says, they say Alpha and Zordon immediately, right? Because everyone's really good at introducing each other.
Because Alpha gets up and is like, this is the big one, I'm done for. He's holding just a cute little teddy.
It's a teddy bear, but it's got his head on it. It's got like an Alpha UFO head on it.
It does. It's just...
It's adorable.
He's got armful of like water bottles or something.
Yeah, like something.
He'll drop everything in a second. I feel like... I mean, he's cuddling with his teddy.
Yeah.
He's got all of these, what I'm now going to call fuel cells.
Sure. They're Nalgene bottles.
I feel like he's just waking up.
Yeah, he's been in like power save mode for a while. And he's got up. Jordan's like... Oh, this is it. Rita's back. Alpha, you got to get me 5 overbearing and... Overly emotional humans.
Humans, right.
And he's like, not that. Not teenagers. I love that Alpha hates teens.
He can't even with teens.
He just literally can't even. And I love it. Then the Power Rangers, everyone clears out, except the Power Rangers who feel themselves being teleported. They're like, whoa. Something weird's happening. Hold on. To what?
That's what Jason says, standing in the middle of an empty floor.
Yeah.
It's a good thing everyone else evacuated except for these 5.
Yeah. Good job, everyone else, I guess. And bad job, Power Rangers. There's an earthquake. You need to get out of here.
It was the power was calling them, telling them to stay.
You gotta stay in this little location. So then they teleport away, and they do this like little like zoom thing. They look like a Star Trek insignia, kind of, but like a fat one.
Yeah.
And then they do like this zoom through the mountains, and they go through this big tube in the command center, which is a like I think it's like a Jewish heritage center, like in Los Angeles. Like, you can go to it. It's just still there, which is bananas that, like, they found the coolest looking place. And they're like, oh, it was just over here. It was just right here, guys.
It's just downtown.
Yeah. So then they land in, and they're like, what is happening? I've just been teleported. I want to throw up, and I want to die. And then Alpha is like, hey, don't touch anything, because Billy's about to touch some stuff, because he's a nerd. And then I don't remember why Alpha gets knocked over. Did he trip on his Nalgene bottle?
He's like running at them like, no, don't touch anything, and just face plants. He just falls. He's moving too fast for his little robot feet.
He just woke up. He's not used to it. He's a little rusty. So he lands, and Billy says, a fully sentient multifunctional automaton, or according to my notes, a fully sentimental multifunctional automotive.
That sounds like Alpha.
Good job.
I think Alpha's fully sentimental.
I think so. Well, right now he is not. He might be later. Right now, he just doesn't like these teens. At the end of the episode, they'll almost kill him. So then Zordon pops up, and they're just the casuest anyone's ever been. They're like, oh, hey, a giant head in a tube. What do you want?
Well, they did just get turned into colored energy and zapped across the state of California. Yeah, maybe, so I guess, like,
maybe they're in shock.
It's like when Casey Jones discovered Splinter, and he was like, yeah, of course.
All right, yeah, sure.
Of course you're a giant rat.
Might as well. Okay. So then, he's like, hey, I'm Zordon, it's kind of time warp, I'm a big head, very powerful, but also just a face in a time warp, so can't do anything about anything. I need you to murder Rita for me. And they're like, I mean, this is essentially what he's saying, you need to stop Rita. But like, in any other world, if this was like 2017, like the dark and gritty power, he'd be like, hey, you have to kill Rita. Which actually, in the Power Rangers movie that just came out, that's what he says. So that was a joke that actually is real, though.
Yeah.
Oops. So they're like, what? And he shows on the viewing globe, get ready for the viewing globe. And you look at it, it's this big, like, glowing globe, and it can show you wherever, I guess. And it just shows downtown Angel Grove, which looks a lot like Tokyo. No worry about it. And Rita's riding a big penny farthing.
And just like through the sky.
Just pedaling away like, ha, I'm on my bike with a big wheel. Got him.
Someone is like flying behind her, and I don't know which monster.
I think it's Babu. I think he's in like a weird flying, like Da Vinci flying machine. And then so she's just like, I'm going to.
Just scoping the place before she wrecks it.
Going to wreck this place. And then they're like,
I'm going to wreck it.
I'm going to wreck it. And then they're like, okay, what? And like, yeah, so I'm going to give you the power of ancient creatures you call dinosaurs, which, what do you call them, Zordon? If they call them dinosaurs, what's your cool fancy name for them? I got to know now.
We will never find
Everyone
out.
Tweet in what you think Zordon called dinosaurs before he talked to humans. So
oddly enough, just thunder lizards.
A little boring. You're not allowed to say thunder lizards.
Yeah,
new rule.
Vetoed. You can't do that. That's in the trash.
You got to be creative with it. So then he's like, yeah, you'll get these morphers, and the morphers appear on their belt, and they're like, what are these? Like, power morphers, I just said.
They look like tiny little fanny packs, because they're not tightened to anybody's waist.
They're droopy. They're not like, it's like they put them on their belt, but their belts aren't tightened all the way, so they're just like flopping forward a little bit.
Their belts are all fashion over function.
Yeah. So then he's like, all right, you're going to get cool robots called Zords, and you'll be the Power Rangers. Also, like, the Zordon named the robots after him.
Well, of course he did.
Obviously.
When you're a giant floating head in the tube, you probably have a stick up your butt, too.
Probably. Wherever his butt is. Where's the tube with his butt in it? Which Power Ranger team has that?
I don't know.
Power Rangers Butt Rescue. I don't know. I said
Butt Force.
Power Rangers Butt Force. Then he's like, all right, they're like, what do you mean Power Rangers? And he's like, all right, let me give you some descriptors. Jason, you're the Tyrannosaurus. You're bold and powerful. I wrote them down. And powerful. Zach, you're clever and brave. You're going to be the Mastodon. Kimberly, you are graceful and smart. You're going to be the Pterodactyl. Billy, patient wise, your Triceratops, almost said Tyrannosaurus again, that would be wrong. And Trini, fearless and wise, you're
agile.
Fearless, no, yes.
Because Billy was patient and wise.
Yes, fearless and agile. I wrote wise twice in my notes. Fearless and agile.
Fearless and bravery mean the same thing, but he never uses the same word.
Right. So fearless and agile, you are the saber-toothed tiger. And then you're going to get your cool Zords, put them together, make a mega Zord. I named that one too, after me also. And they're like, cool, 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 cool. No doubt, no doubt. Cool, cool, cool. No.
No, though.
Sorry, no. Which is, this is like the teenagers with attitude part, right?
Because
Zach's
so.
Like, it's been real, but I'm going to dip. And Kim's like, yeah, me too. I'm super out.
Which, I don't know. I don't get it. If this giant floating head in the tube just teleported me to, I don't even know where. And is like, hey, actually going to give you a superhero suit and a giant robot to fight in.
Is that cool?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's very cool. Thank you. And they're like, nah, but. What I like about this is that this is exactly how I feel and act when people tell me things for a long time at work that I don't care about.
Yeah.
Like when, and I don't want to drag anybody.
Drag them.
But when Barbara just talks to me about her problems that I don't care about and can't help, like, and they're not even real problems. It's just she's like complaining about nothing. And I'm like, cool, Barbara, tell someone who cares. Because it's not me.
It's been real, but I gotta go.
But I gotta go. Let's all bring that back. From now on, whenever you're trapped, just be like, all right, sorry. It's been real, but I gotta go.
It's been real, and it's been fun, but it hasn't been real fun.
Oh, wow, 2005. Wow, I've missed you. They're like, hey, like they're Kim and Zach leave, and Zach's like, Jason, are you coming? Doesn't care about Billy and Trini. He assumes the nerds are gonna stay.
Well, Trini starts to follow them, and I think Billy probably does too. We don't really see very much of him.
They hang back after they do, though. But then Jason is just standing there like, yeah, I should do this.
And just staring up at Zordon, just like, under his breath, he's just like, hell yeah.
Yes, please.
This is all I've ever wanted. Zord, this is what I've been training for.
Zord me daddy.
No! Oh, Zord daddy.
And then he leaves with them too. He's like, all right, I guess I'll go with my friends. I don't want to be trapped here with a big Zord man, whatever his name is. And then we cut back to Rita, who is just looking at them come out of the command center. And she's like, oh, you picked teens. Well, Finster sent some putties down there. Finster's the onion leprechaun. In case you didn't say that earlier, I'm crying a little bit because of my Zord me daddy joke. Ugh. And she's like, yeah, get them clay brains together. And so he, like, smashes some clay around and puts it in a mold and then, like, presses it and puts, like, 15 of them on a plate and runs it through the Monstermatic.
Yeah, he says, like, 10 seconds should do.
Yeah.
Like, it just runs them through.
And then they just, like, pop out of a big dryer vent. And
what
then,
a crazy machine. She's a space witch. But she makes her monsters out of this, like, steampunk laundry machine.
Yep.
That turns clay into living creatures.
I wish I knew what ZU Ranger was. Like, I guess it's probably the same, right? It's probably just like, yeah, make them clay, put them in here, and then come out a monster.
I imagine that's a one-for-one translation. Yeah.
Because, like, I don't know how you would, like, hide that, right? Like,
yeah.
Unless she's like, put them in the laundry, and they're like, we can't do laundry.
This is dirty clay. We got to clean it up, and then the clean clay is putties.
It's putties. So they land, and she sends them down to go fight the Power Rangers. They are walking through the mountains. Jason's like, we should have gone back. And they're like, where even are we? Like, that's crazy talk. Like, we're in the middle of nowhere. We can't go talk to a giant head. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, Kim is like, he should have zapped us back to town. Yeah, and it's like, he's not gonna help you. You said no.
Yeah, and he could have sent us to the mall. Like, no, no. Sorry, Kim. Then we cut back to Redar and Golda. Jake.
How much of that beer have you had?
2/5, I would say.
Well, I'm cutting you off.
Okay, sorry. Goldar and Rita, and Goldar's like, ah, ha, ha. She's like, shut up, Goldar.
And he's like, oh.
And she blasts Earth, and she shoots what I have to imagine is unaired pilot footage. Because
This is a blinking. I don't know how you caught this.
I saw a white shirt and none of them were wearing white shirts. And so I paused it and there is different footage of them and it looks like them, like just in different clothes.
Yeah.
And they're, which by the way, should we do like a little fashion corner on everybody?
There's a lot of plaid. A
lot of, Trini is wearing a Mr. Hankey from Green Acres.
I only know one Mr. Hankey and it's not that
it's
one.
It's not Hankey. It's Haney, Mr. Haney, I think, from Green Acres. And it's just like a bad plaid vest over like her yellow shirt. And she's got like safari shorts on.
Those also are yellow.
Yeah. Zach is in a like striped shirt and big purple pants. Is purple pants? Is there a purple pants?
I don't think he's that purple. I think it's black. Is it black pants or purple pants?
I think there's black pants. And then Jason has his like t-shirt over a vest, like a vest over a t-shirt. Is that what he's wearing? I can't remember.
It's like a plaid vest he has on over. Is it a t-shirt or like a hoodie?
I think it might be a hoodie.
Because I think he has a hood out. And he's got these like.
Maybe it's just a tank top? I don't remember.
I don't know. But he's got the brightest red shorts
they're
on.
Just so red.
And he's got like tape on his thighs under his shorts. There's like white, like I something skin tight and white underneath his red shorts.
Yeah, I don't know. A second pair of shorts under those shorts. Kim has like a sleeveless like pink button up and like plaid shorts, like a lot of plaid going on. And she's got like a little choker with a heart on it and like a hairband. It's very cute. It's a very cute look. Billy, again, is in big, big, big overalls that he was wearing under his gi and a giant shirt that could only be described as Sam from Clarissa Explains It All in Nature.
Yep.
And I think that's everybody. Yeah, that's everybody. 90s were a weird time for fashion, is what we're trying to say. But like, there's like someone wearing a white shirt in this like two frames. And I was like, hold on a minute. And it must be like unaired pilot footage or something that they're like, yeah, we love this shot. Keep it. No one's going to notice this in 25 years.
It's going to be in there for one whole second.
Yeah.
No one will look twice. Gotcha, Savon.
Yeah, we're on to you. We got your number. So then they go the next shot after it, because it like goes back to Rita, be like, I got him. And then it goes back and it's them in the same places. They footage matched their own footage.
Well, yeah, it's what they do here.
It's what they're the best at. And I guess they can even do that to themselves. Whoa! So then they are surrounded. They're like, all right, let's fight. Let's get him. And Zach's like, yeah. And he does some dance fighting. It's like,
he does. He has this like this great Zach theme song.
It's amazing. Billy puts his glasses away. He's not good at fighting, so he gets like tossed quick. He does do like a cool backflip on accident. Like they like him.
He tells the putty to wait while he takes his glasses off, and the putty just like stares at him like, really? You kidding?
Like he's like, I'm waiting, but I don't mean to. I'm just bewildered.
I'm not doing this on purpose. I'm just so baffled that you would ask me to do that.
Kim gets grabbed by both of her arms, and she's like doing some kicks to get them off, but like it doesn't quite work, and she gets thrown into Billy, and then Zach gets thrown, and then it's like Trini and Jason are fighting. They're separately, but they're fighting, you know, one and three putties. And she's like doing awesome. Like she's like, there's really good. There's like a good satisfying like anvil sound when they hit a putty that I very much enjoy. And she ends up getting like hip tossed over, but she has to be hip tossed like 50 feet away. It's a deep, deep hip toss. And then Jason has three putties on him. One, like two on each, one on each arm, and one grabs his feet and he like kicks it in the side of the head and like gives it a head scissor takeover kind of.
Yeah, and they just like ripcord him away.
Yeah, and he lands in a pile of Rangers. And they're like, these power morphers are supposed to give us power. Let's try it. That's the most redundant way you could have said that, Jason, but yeah, do it. So then they morph, which is great.
It's pretty awesome.
Hits all the nostalgia buttons I need.
I got some goosebumps. I was ready to go. Yeah. Like when that music hit and they were yelling and everything, I was like, yes.
Yes.
Get them.
Power Rangers.
So they morph and they come out and they do the Power Rangers pose.
Yeah.
That flashes like all of their coins behind them.
Yeah. I don't know what that's about, but I love it.
And it cuts to Zordon. He's like, teleport them away from the fight they're in to another fight downtown.
Yeah. He says, I wrote this down because it's also weird. Send them to Angel Grove City because Rita sent Goldar down. So like, is Angel Grove the county, and Angel Grove City is the city part, and where they live is not Angel Grove City?
I don't know.
What's the geography of this place? So then they do a morphed putty fight. It's very different because it's Japanese footage, so like it's super duper different.
Yeah, the Blue Ranger is doing fight stuff.
He's good at fights. Like, he's just fine at it. The Pink Ranger's not particularly, like, acrobatic like Kim was. Yellow Ranger is in the Sentai as a guy. Everyone knows that. It's not a secret. It's not news. Nobody tweet us. Like, we know. It's a good fight, but it's, like, it's weird to see, like, here's them as people. Like, here's their individual styles. And it's, like, here's, like, just a good fight. Like, it's, like, all right, cool, but I miss the personalization of the unmorphed fights.
Yeah.
They do, like, this lineup. Because Goldar's there, and Rita throws her wand down and says, make my Goldar grow. So everyone thinks it's make my monster grow. See how long it takes until she says that. And then as he grows, they do like a lineup of like, hey, we're the Power Rangers. We're going to kick your ass. We hate you. This is our attitude for real. We're not backing down, et cetera, et cetera. And then they call the Zords. They get in their Zords. It's a long sequence.
Yeah. It's the first time.
They got to show
like,
it
they've
all.
Never done this before. Yeah. And to be fair to the Zord sequence, it's pretty good. Like, they look pretty cool coming out of their hiding places from all over the whole world.
Yeah, unless Angel Grove has a Arctic zone and a volcano.
And a jungle.
And a jungle. And just a fire crevice. What does a Tyrannosaurus come out of?
He just comes out of the earth.
Just here's the molten core of the earth. I'm here. I'm a Tyrannosaurus.
So they all land in their respective Zord cockpits. And they all do little things. They all say like little quips. And Billy is... Because we're like, how can they pilot these?
Yeah, they've never been in here. Yeah. They don't even have their licenses.
But that's okay. Billy will give us the answer. It's just like second nature to them.
Oh, good.
So that's how.
Good. Cool.
That's also why he can fight, I guess.
Is that like the power? Is that what the power is?
I think so. It's just the power flowing through the veins, guiding them in one direction of like shift that knob forward.
Yeah. It's like, which is weird because like, it's not weird. Like that makes sense. That like you get transformed, now you have karate powers, like obviously.
Yeah,
you
know. Well, I mean, why else do you transform?
Right, that's
right?
What the power part of the Power Rangers is. But that's like kind of gotta suck for Jason, who's already very good at karate. He's like, I don't get as much cool stuff as Bill. Like, Billy got more power than me to even us out, which at the same time, I guess, is nice.
Right.
Like, makes everybody equal.
Well, yeah, they are a team.
Yeah. This brings everybody up to Jason's level.
It's not Jason and the Power Rangers.
Yeah. That would suck. So then Goldar says something again. This is not the voice I remember from Goldar.
No, it's, I don't even know how to describe it. It's more dastardly,
it's
cartoon
Snidely Whiplash. Yeah.
Villain.
It's Dastardly Dan from Wacky Races. If he was a big old monkey jackal. And then, Jason says my favorite line of the episode, where they get the Megazords, they start putting them together, and they're like, let's see what this baby can do!
I love how excited Jason
is. He's amped! He is through the roof!
He didn't want to leave. Like, he wanted this the whole time, and so he's just so hype.
I kind of love it. I love that his bad acting has a purpose. It's just very excited. So then they start fighting. They put together a thing. It gets in this weird like tank mode sort of thing. And it says, Megazord sequence activate initiated. And they stand up.
I don't think that's what it
says. That's absolutely what it says.
No, it just says has been activated. Megazord sequence has been initiated.
I think it's activate initiated.
I don't think so.
I'm 900% sure that's what it says.
That doesn't even make grammatic sense.
It doesn't matter. That's what it says. So then it stands up. They start doing their fight. Oh, that's when the let's see what this baby can do happens. So they see what this baby can do, and it is get beat up by Goldar, kind of. Goldar missile drop kicks him at one point.
Yeah, and they just take it.
Yeah. Then this is weird. They're like, we got to figure something out. And then the power sword starts coming down.
Jason calls it.
He doesn't call it. Well, he does and he doesn't, because it's like it switches to the shot of the sky of it about to come down, like that thunderstorm. And then they're like, he says like power sword. And then it like finishes its like shot. It's like introduction sequence. But like it was started before, so like was Zordon like, I'll just Alpha, just like send them the sword. Like
just zap it out there. They'll learn, but right now just help them out.
They'll figure it out, but they need this right now. So they pull the sword out. They're like, all right, odds are even. And Golar's like, catch you on the flip flop. And
it's been real, but I gotta go.
And he just turns tail and runs, the big baby.
He just blinks out.
Just gone. What a wiener.
That's what he is. He's a big weenie jackal.
He's a big weenie hut junior jackal.
Gold wouldn't even make good armor, you idiot.
It's soft. It's like the softest metal. It has a wicked low melting point. Stupid. So we cut back to the moon. Rita is furious. She's like, I can't believe they pushed us back. Like, she says the words like they pushed us back. Yeah,
I guess like, I don't know.
She was expecting no trouble, just literally one sweep through the world and conquer it and destroy it, and then that's it. But immediately there was a pushback. She's like, I have a headache now. Great.
Also, you failed, Goldar. Thwack.
Yeah, whacks him. I don't think you're his boss. There's got to be OSHA regulations.
Why doesn't he just stab her with his giant sword?
I don't know what their relationship is, and I'm excited to find out.
She has this little wand. She's like, and he just like cuts her, well, and now Goldar's in charge.
Well, it is a magic wand.
That's true. But if you just cut her real quick, done. Maybe you're running the show.
Maybe she's cut proof. We don't know.
You're right. She might have a magic cut spell anti-cut spell. She has the antidote to cuts.
It's Neosporin. So then we cut back. The Rangers are like, we are the absolute greatest in the universe. I love how they're like, this is very teenager of them. Like, they're like, we don't want to do it. And then they did. And they're like, we're the best. We always wanted to do this. And then Zordon's like, all right, but first, it's cool you're celebrating. Got three rules. Number one, never reveal your secret identities. Number two.
That's the last one.
Number one, never use your powers for personal gain. Number two, never escalate a battle unless Rita forces you to.
Unless Rita forces you to.
Specifically Rita.
So if you were trying to think of an instance where someone would escalate something that far, but you can't do anything because Rita didn't do it.
Or the opposite is like maybe if the army is on them, they can just go right to Megazord because it's not Rita escalating.
Vulcan Skull is like shoving him around.
Like, that's it. Megazord.
And the T-Rex just stomps up and like just gets down and stares in their
right
face.
Up in their business. Hey, heard you talking crap, Vulcan Skull.
Blows a little smoke out its nostrils.
And the third rule is never use your powers for personal gain.
That was the first one.
What's the last one then?
The last one is the don't reveal your identities.
No identities.
Because you said,
I got all tripped up.
You said personal game first.
I've had 2/5 of a beer, Josh.
I know. That's why I cut you off.
So then they're like, okay, we can abide by these rules. And Zordon's like, yeah, all right, cool. And you did great. And Zach's like, well, hold on, though. We got pretty lucky. Like, I don't know if we're up for this. And he's like, shut up, Zach.
Zordon's like, no.
No, you did great. You did teamwork and you did friendship and you beat back Rita. And you're the best. And I forget exactly what he says, but he's like, you were all great. And Kim's like, no. Really? And I love that.
He says something. It's pretty close along the lines of, you are as fine a group of superheroes as there has ever been.
Yeah.
And Kimberly is like,
really? Really? I saw it as like her being flattered. Like,
it definitely was.
She's like, no. Then she's like, maybe we are, though. What if we are the best superheroes?
We are pretty great, I think.
And then they're like, all right, who's in? They're like, I'm in. We're all in. Yeah. And Kim's like, pump the brakes, friends. Because here's the thing. Outfit is cool, but my hair gets all tangled up in that helmet. I don't think I can do it. And they're like, Kimberly. And she's like, nah.
Oh, got him.
Should have been psych.
Should have been psych.
Should have been a psych.
And live and learn. I mean, Not was pretty hot, too.
Not was hot.
I said not way more than I ever said psych.
I was a psych boy. I was always a psych boy myself. So, I don't know. That's a Massachusetts-New Hampshire divide
right there.
That's two kinds of people in this world. Are you a not boy? Or, I guess, a not kid? Or psych kid.
Tweet us. Let us know.
Hashtag Team Not, and hashtag Team Psych. Oh, by the way, Psych is P-S-Y-C-H. If you spell it another way, your hashtag won't count, and I will lose. So I need us all to be on the same page. Team Psych.
I think there's an E on it.
Put an E at the end of it. Psych. That's psyche.
That's, I know. I'm trying. No E. I'm trying to get your hashtag.
No
E. Not to
you're
count.
You're poisoning it.
I'm sabotaging.
Jake, delete this. Delete all this.
I'm rigging the polls.
How dare you? No E. No E on this. Psych. Then they're like, after Kim does that, Alpha can't handle these teens and starts smoking. Like there's just smoke pouring out of his body.
He's shorting out.
His circuits are frying. They're about to kill Alpha with their teenage hijinks. Like, this poor guy.
Yeah, I don't know what they say that calms him down. I think they're like, it's a joke. And he's like, oh.
They literally, like, Billy just like.
He's like, oh, humor. What a concept.
Billy just like grabs him by the shoulders. He's like, stop it. Then they all put their hands in. And they do a Power Rangers, and they jump up in the air, and they freeze frame.
Yeah.
And that's the end of that. So, Josh, as we did with all of our Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and our Vampires coverage, what is the best? I started, so you get to pick the first.
Oh, boy. What is the best? That first morph sequence just really hit me in a good spot.
I'm going to try to do different bests and different worsts. Try to keep them separate. Okay. So, my best is Jason saying, I was a beginner once too. Like, that just like.
That is pretty good. Just like that whole opening, like, 8 to 10 minutes is just super wholesome and just like, it's good message after good message after good message. So that's a good one.
How to stick up for bullies, how to respect women. Like, they sneak that in there. They don't make a point of it. They're just like, it's just there.
Yeah.
Like,
it's just. It's just how good people
are. Yeah,
act.
It's just like how cool people do. It's like, you know, believe in yourself. Like if your friend is down on themselves, like you can cheer them up. And if you're getting cheered up, like just accept that's
okay.
Like you don't have to like try to put more blame on yourself because your friends are like trying to help you. Like it's just so good. It's just really good. So that's my best. What is the worst?
What is the worst?
I have a worst.
Tell me yours.
My worst is Goldar's voice. Cause I remember being
Goldar's voice is bad.
I remember being like somewhere in the like, oh, Rangers, I will get you, like something like that, you know.
Yeah.
And this was just like, I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna run over Penelope pit stop in my car.
I'm gonna dump oil on the track. I'll get them all.
I'll run the anthill gang off the
Captain
off the track.
Caveman's going down.
I don't know why I made them both Waluigi.
Because eventually all bad guys come down to Waluigi.
All roads lead to Waluigi. So we all know.
I don't know about a worst. I don't want to just say Goldar's voice. And I mean, the grossness of Bulk and Skull, as gross as it is, served a purpose to deliver a good message. So yeah. I don't really want to worse them being nasty.
And it was like bad, but it wasn't like predatory. Like it wasn't them being like, you know, like overly like gross and bad about it. It was still bad.
Yeah, they were about to beat up these girls for not going on a date with them.
I feel like they were going to like grab them and like, I don't know, like kiss them or something, which would be bad.
That would be very bad.
I don't know what the plan was with that, those like grabby hands, but like
it was to beat them up. I the vibe I got was they will not date us. We will kick their ass.
I don't think that it's like a dog chasing the car. Once they get their hands on, they don't know what they're going to do, you know? But yeah, it was bad, but it did serve a purpose. Like it led to like a couple of good messages. So like,
I think I'm going to worst Ernie panicking while telling everyone to stay calm.
Okay, that's pretty bad. He's the only adult here.
Yeah. He really is.
And he just runs away after dumping shakes on this one child's face. Like Bulk's a teen. And then who's the MVP?
I'm going to give it to Jason. He held the team together pretty well. His hesitation to like leave, and just his eagerness and just his excitement of being a Power Ranger once he gets there is just, it's all pretty perfect.
Yeah, absolutely. I I want to give it to somebody else, but I'm going to give it to Jason too, because I think if there's a clear MVP, I think there's a clear winner.
Yeah.
And it is Jason. So then what we have to do left is to rank it. It's very easy because the only episode so far.
Yeah, I think this is number one.
Number one with a bullet. So we will see you on Friday for, hold on, I have the booklet right here. I'm not sure what it's called. High five. Oh, should I read this now and give people a teaser?
Oh, yeah, let's read it now. Let's do that. This was the first one, so we didn't have a prior episode to tease it on, but going forward, let's do it this way.
All right, so here it is. High five. Trini must overcome her fear of heights to save Billy.
Come again?
Trini must overcome her fear of heights to save Billy.
Her
fear of heights.
She had two defining characteristics. Yeah. And they're immediately just going to ignore one.
Well.
All right. Well, we'll see how that. The first episode, this surprised me a lot. I was not expecting to have this good of a time.
Yeah.
Let's see if the second episode can keep that up.
Real quick. So this means that. This means that this episode into the next one is that comic strip of a kid walking up with a No Fear shirt, and then the other kid with a shirt that says something, and then the first kid's shirt changes to One Fear. Except that first kid is Trini, and the second kid is Heights.
Heights is a tall mountain.
It's One Fear.
It's an airplane. Oh.
So we'll see you on Friday for that. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Uh-oh.
My cue.
Idiot.
And I'm going to try again. Let me take a drink.
And we're back.
We're back.
What a rush.
Tell them, Hawk.
What was it called? What do we call it?
I don't think we named the Ninja Turtle one.
Dang it.
The Turtle Fan.
The Turtle Fan? I don't like Turtle Fan. I might have to go with Turtle Van.
Channel 5 News, the Ninja Turtles.
I said Mondays, but we've only done once a week. Take that again, Jake. Gotta keep the kayfabe alive.
We're idiots.
We're a
couple dumb, stupid idiots.
Stupidest idiots.
I'm sitting here thinking, like, instead of emails, we can read tweets bullying us into talking about Power Rangers, but none of those are real.
Right.
Hell yeah.
Yes, please.
This is what I've been training for. Are you okay?
I'm trying to say a joke, but it's too funny. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get it out.